always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Mexico's president is already promising possible tariffs on U.S. goods if Donald Trump follows through with his threat for tariffs on Mexican imports here. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
They're going to retaliate, but if you're, say, China and your economy is already weak, you're not punching back as hard. I think Mexico and Canada are going to have to retaliate.
It's getaway day for millions of Americans traveling for Thanksgiving. About 3 million expected to fly today. CBS Pittsburgh's Ross Gadotti is at Pittsburgh International.
Check-in has been pretty good. There were massive lines early in the morning, but it has thinned out significantly. I did talk to some people with the airlines here, and they say they expect that to increase.
The Biden administration tries to keep costs down on weight loss drugs. CBS's Matt Piper.
Without insurance coverage, the weight loss drugs can cost as much as $1,000 a month. Under this plan, Medicare coverage would reduce out-of-pocket costs by as much as 95%.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary but average at about $5 per tree.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary recently made a dubious claim about the percentage of children taking antidepressants. Wisconsin Watch Tricia Young has this fact.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed in Milwaukee that, quote, 40% of our kids are on antidepressants, unquote. However, the latest data indicate that fewer than 8% of U.S. minors use these medications. A 2022 federal survey found 6.6% of children had used a psychotropic medication like an antidepressant in the prior month. Another 2024 study from the University of Michigan found 7.9% of teens filled at least one antidepressant prescription in 2022. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
ENT and Allergy Associates in Stevens Point will have a new clinic opening late in the summer of 2025. The ear, nose, throat, allergy, immunology, asthma, and audiology service provider will move to a new 7,500-square-foot clinic at 5509 Vern Holmes Drive. The new building for this Wausau-based business will ensure a permanent full-time presence in Stevens Point with expanded staff and a walk-in clinic. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a four-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they'd have put it at Saturday at night. It comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine breaks through as Wednesday feisty out of the west, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This, of course, is slapping a wind chill on top of high temperatures, staying below freezing, only reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we fall back to the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes!
throws inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Jess Plotkin-Sell on the board for Calvin, who's taking the week off. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:33, we're going to talk about bad Thanksgiving guests. And then we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Trashy Thanksgiving Edition. Stick around for that. But if you have stories about less than ideal Thanksgiving guests, we would love to hear those stories right after the 11:30 news. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. I've heard him many times on Pat Quitelow, and I've been trying to poach you for a long time. Hans Breitenmoser is a dairy farmer in Lincoln County on the line with us. Good morning, Hans. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I mean it. I think you bring such valuable perspective when you talk to Pat on Up North News Radio. And that's one of the reasons why we really wanted to get you on, because I think you can give a perspective that we don't often hear or hear often enough. You are in the dairy industry, right, Hans? And you've been doing this for years.
That is correct. So we've got a 460 cow dairy up in Lincoln County, Wisconsin. My folks moved here in 1968 as immigrants from Switzerland. And I was born in 1969 and have been milking cows ever since.
So we do have a question, and I think this is a valid question, and I wasn't sure about this. So we're going to ask you because you know. We talked about automating the dairy industry. Now, There are machines that milk cows, but you still need people to hook the cows up to these machines, correct?
Well, yes and no. There's been technology around for about 25 years now, and it's quite evolved and matured. Robotics so there are robots that milk cows, and there are a greater and greater number of cows being milked by robots. It does not take the human component away, of course, because cows need all sorts of care. But it does automate things. And certainly, you know, I was listening in earlier and to your points about, you know, automation and technology and so forth. And like every other, you know, every other industry, every other discipline, you know, technology keeps moving the needle and making us more efficient so that, you know, more work can be done by fewer people. So that's certainly a thing. But also to your earlier conversation, we're way far away from being able to get rid of all the people that are involved. It still takes a lot of hardworking people to make sure that Greg's got a big old piece of cheese in front of him when he wants it.
Hans, you're my new best friend. Do you need help? I'll come help you on the farm, buddy.
But
okay, fine.
I'll be happy if you just continue to be a consumer of mine. Okay?
There you go.
Absolutely. I think that's a really salient point. Yes, we do continue to see advances in technology that helps that helps to automate more of this. But as you said yourself, Hans, you still need bodies. You still have to have people there to handle a lot of these things. We just aren't there yet where everything is done with a gang of five.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, looking at the bigger picture, you know, I mean, my wheelhouse is in the dairy industry, obviously. But I mean, if we look at unemployment rates in our country and all over the world over the course of times, they go up, they go down. And with all new technology, you know, we worry about, oh, my gosh, this is going to, you know, take away a certain amount of jobs. And there's truth to that. But, you know, here we are in 2024 and we've got an economy that doesn't have enough people. And so, you know, how contemporary that is or not, the reality is we don't produce enough people in this country to create a next generation that's going to milk our cows or take care of our elderly or build our cars or, you know, do all the different things, right? So it's really just simple math that says if we're not creating enough people, then we need immigrants. And the beauty of the United States of America is historically that people have been clamoring to get in this country and make a better lives for themselves. So we get the best and the brightest from all over the world. And so when we talk about public policy, regardless if that has to do with the dairy industry or any other industry, we should continue to embrace that. I mean, that's what's made this country so strong. That's what's the idea of America is what brought my parents here. They had an opportunity here that they didn't have in their old country. That is alive and well all over the world. And for some reason, we've got public policy that wants to take a huge dump on that. It makes no sense to me at all.
If you're just joining us, Hans Breitenmoser is our guest. He's a dairy farmer in Lincoln County. We were talking before you joined us, Hans, about, again, mass deportations now, and there's concern among Texas industries that this is really going to hamstring them. One of the arguments I've seen about hiring illegal immigrants to work in these industries is that they undercut wages for American workers. But I would assume that a lot of these industries have tried to find American workers and they can't. Is that solely related to what it pays?
No, it's not. I mean, you know, we started hiring foreign-born folks to help us on our farm about 25 years ago now already. And we were like so many other dairies, which is, you know, we grew our business. We got to the point where, you know, me and my dad or me and my mom couldn't milk all the cows, and we wanted to expand and do different things. And so we started hiring people, and I dragged my feet a long time before hiring any foreign-born workers because I thought, man, you know, it's going to be a drag. I won't be able to communicate with them and so forth. But I looked around in my world and saw that others were hiring folks from, you know, south of the border, different countries, whether it be Mexico or Honduras and, you know, El Salvador, what have you. And they were, you know, they found ways around the communication barrier. So we started hiring foreign-born people as well. And we've never looked back. But to your, you know, responding directly to your question, it's not about the pay. It's just a matter of, you know, who's available. And if you've and that's why I can't understand this whole deportation nonsense, because, I mean, if you've got an economy that's already short staffed and now you want to hire a bunch of people who don't exist to work for the government to implement a plan to deport anywhere from 5 to 11 million people, depending on, you know, how ticked off Trump is that morning. How does this math work? Somebody explain to me how that works and find me an economist out there who says, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. That's going to be a real shot in the arm to, you know, everything out there. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we've already been told by quite a few economists who've won Nobel Prize awards that tariffs and mass deportation, these economic plans, quote unquote, aren't going to help. But we're seeing it right now, where, as we were talking about earlier, is the fact that he said he was going to do these things. He is doing these things. And now people have the nerve to say, I can't believe he's doing these things. So
yeah.
We can't. I mean, that's the thing that really is probably the most frustrating for me. I can't speak for anyone else, is when you have this information in front of you and you've got a portion of the electorate who refuses to look at facts, who refuses to accept them as anything other than traitorous words from haters of America, that, like, these farmers that Republicans and Democrats claim to care about so much, They're doing these measures, these two measures right here, tariffs and mass deportations that are going to affect you so hard that people are going to go, well, I didn't know he was going to do that. No one told me that. And that's, I mean, and I can only imagine what your level of absolute frustration is, Hans.
Well, I am very frustrated because, you know, I've heard people in my industry, you know, fellow dairy producers say things like, oh, well, he's not really going to do that, and go ahead and vote for him for inexplicable other reasons, like, you know, and yeah, you guys wanted to talk about tariffs, so we can go down that road too. But
sure.
But nothing, this, you know, nothing Trump has done in the past administration was any good for ag, and I don't foresee that changing in this upcoming administration. And the cynicism, that the level of cynicism that you have to vote for somebody when dairy farmers are like other people, right? We're capable of voting against our own self-interest. I mean, that's not unique to dairy farmers, but the cynicism that it takes to vote for somebody saying, oh, well, you know, what he's saying about deportations, he's not actually going to do that, is really troublesome, because it also, just the rhetoric itself has the impact of having kids bullied at school, having people otherized, having people get pulled over, you know, because their skin is darker colored, having local police forces have to deal with, you know, this whole deportation system. You know, there's so many reasons why that's just not great public policy to vote for somebody who's got that kind of a rhetoric. But I think there is reason to believe that there are going to be folks that get deported. I'm really concerned about that.
Well, and going back to something that you said, Hans, that's part of the disconnect that I still have a problem with. On the one hand, I have heard Trump supporters say they love him because he says what he means.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, they come back and say, well, he didn't mean that, though.
Yes.
You know, it's like, how do you square that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been struggling with that myself, and it is a real head scratcher. But in the meantime, it has real implications for real people. And part of the reason why when you asked me to be on, and when I you know, that I've taken every advantage of anyone who wants to discuss the issue, to take an advantage, to take that opportunity, is because, you know, I've worked with people from Mexico and from other countries south of the border, and it really, really bothers me when politicians, whether they be Tom Tiffany or Donald Trump or whoever, demonize a group of people and otherize them and make it sound like they're, they're responsible for all crime in this country, when in fact the opposite is true. I can't think of a more graceful bunch of people that, you know, show up for work, do hard work, and just are trying to earn a living and get by, and are so important to our economy. And to have those people demonized is just morally corrupt, in my estimation. And that's why I'll take every chance I can to stand here and talk about it.
Well, we always believe on this show, and I think across the network, that knowledge is power. And the more you know, the better off you are, even though that might make us elitist and condescending, as someone called me once. Hans Breitenmoser.
I was called a clown, a buffoon clown.
Hans Breitenmoser is our guest, and we're going to continue this conversation. We'll talk tariffs next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Whew, I don't know about you, but I get shivers every time I think about the upcoming cooking for the holidays. I'm not the best cook or great with hosting parties, so it's always stressful. This year is different, though. This year, I'm ordering my dinner pre-made from El Cafe in Port Edwards. I got full three-course meals for all and a homemade pie. Now, all I need to be in charge of is the dishes, and I can handle that. Don't worry about your holidays. Call El Cafe today. Let them do the heavy work and take your holiday back and enjoy.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. on the board. In for Calvin, taking a well-deserved vacation. We're coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us, you can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Start thinking now of your favorite stories of bad Thanksgiving guests. We'll take your calls after 11:30, after the 11:30 news. We'll wrap up the show as we do every day with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Trashy Thanksgiving Edition. Right now, though, we're joined by Hans Breitenmoser. You have probably heard him once a month if you listen to Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio. Hans is a dairy farmer in Lincoln County, and we're talking about mass deportations and also tariffs, Hans. And we do have a couple of clips, Hans, that at least one we wanted to play for you. Just let's play that first clip from Donald Trump talking about tariffs are a beautiful thing.
Your critics will say, well, your tariffs are going to, that you say are going to crush our country and create inflation. What do you say to people that criticize your economic approach to how you bring prosperity back to the country?
Yeah, well, stupid people say that, Pete. The most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff.
The most beautiful word in the dictionary, Hans, is tariff. As a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, I'm wondering how you react to that.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised he didn't, you know, claim that he invented the word tariff. And he's the only one that knows how to spell it. He says it better than anyone else.
Yeah. I say it better than anyone else, Hans, Mr. Dairy Farmer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, there's, I think his supporters at some level like the vibe and the saber rattling, right? Because it sounds so tough. You know, I'm going to be tough against, you know, all these perceived adversaries. And I think my estimation is that trade amongst countries has to be trade kind of like what we do in my neck of the woods, right? I mean, if I do some custom work for a neighbor, or we deal with some commodities or cattle or what have you, the business relationship that two neighbors have, I think is a good model for countries. And I know that sort of sounds naive, but ultimately, if you've got a trade relationship that is very one-sided and that only works for one side, it's not going to last real long.
Sure.
You know? So I think trade needs to be mutually beneficial. And there's no reason why it can't be. But I think what Trump gets wrong is, you know, who's harmed most by these types of tariffs. And so if I'm just being very, you know, sort of selfish about it and looking at it from that, you know, from the ag standpoint, it's of course ag that's going to suffer because ag is our biggest export, right? So if there are retaliatory type actions taken by the Chinas and the Canadas and the Mexicos of the world, it's ag that's going to hurt. And the other, and the other side of that coin too is that guess what? I buy a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the iron, a lot of the technology, a lot of the things that we buy comes from overseas, right? Wrong or otherwise. So that is going to have a negative impact on my bottom line from both ends. I mean, I like to share that, you know, farming is one of the only enterprises where we sell wholesale and buy retail, you know, so we're already kind of in a stupid position, but this does not help. I just don't see how this is a good strategy for rural communities. And that's what we should be thinking about here in terms of, you know, dollars that are made in, you know, by farmers tend to bang around in rural communities.
Local, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
it's those dollars support our schools. They support our roads. And, you know, I was on the county board here in Lincoln County for 10 years, and I can tell you that small rural counties are already counting paperclips. So, you know, this is going to be, it just isn't good for rural economies when farmers get squeezed. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and Hansa, I think you brought up a very interesting point when we first started talking about this, is I think the thing that I believe that Donald Trump supporters really enjoy is that he, as Jane said in the previous segment, is that he speaks his mind and he comes off from the hip and he's all, and it allows, and he's tough. That was the word you used too. He's tough. Americans like to see themselves as tough, especially against whatever perceived enemy they are given that day. And his words and his bluster and his toughness makes up for the fact you don't have to have a lot of information from him then. He doesn't fill the void with statistics or facts. He fills it with blustering and calling,
how you feel.
Calling people, I mean, what do you say about the people who say tariffs aren't good for the economy? Well, they're stupid. People eat that up. And I wonder, Hans, you know, we talk to you. We are radio people. We are people who are live in the news cycle. But how many people in the regular world are talking to you about this and asking you, the dairy farmer in Lincoln County, Wisconsin, these questions? How do these things affect you and getting your opinion and taking it to heart?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if people are silly enough to ask my opinion, I'll certainly give it to them.
That's why we had you on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it kind of goes back to the earlier conversation where all we can do is continue to tell the truth and try and tell the truth in a way that, you know, people can understand it and appreciate it. And I think we are sort of in this culture where we like things to be black and white. We like simple answers to complex problems. And that's where I think progressives struggle is because, you know, sometimes we understand that a problem is quite complex and you can't snap your fingers and make it right. And people just want that because they don't want to have to deal with a lot of complexities because we all have lives to live and you know, so forth. So,
well, we are going to keep in touch with you. I won't completely try and poach you from Pat Kruglow. But we'd love to have you back, Hans. I just think your perspective is so valuable. And there's lots of other things that we could cover. We'll talk about CAFOs next time and many, many other things if you are amenable to that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much, Hans. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. News is coming up next, and then we're going to take your calls about bad Thanksgiving guests. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, potentially global, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hillside Cemetery in Marshfield will again be an official location for Wreaths Across America in 2024. The national nonprofit made the announcement on Sunday. Hillside Cemetery will join the mission to remember, honor, and teach as wreaths are placed on the graves of veterans. This year's ceremony will take place at Hillside Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th. The public is encouraged to attend and place wreaths on the graves of veterans buried at the cemetery. Last year, they placed over 500 wreaths. The goal this year is 2,200 wreaths to be placed on the headstones of all local heroes laid to rest in Hillside Cemetery. Wreaths Across America is a national nonprofit that works to teach the next generation about the value of freedom. This year, there will be more than 4,500 participating locations placing veterans' wreaths on December 14th with the help of over 3 million volunteers. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops go through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet. But the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunshine breaks through as winds stay feisty out of the west, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This, of course, is slapping a wind chill on top of high temperatures, staying below freezing, only reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we fall back to the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Jess P.S. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, where you might get some additional chair dancing on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. I love this story. And this is going to lead into bad Thanksgiving guests. But this is about good Thanksgiving guests. And I think most folks are familiar with this story. But in 2016, Jamal Hinton, a young black man, got a text from an unknown number that said, "Thanksgiving dinner is at my house on November 24th at 3 o'clock. And he texted back and he said, who is this? And the woman responded, "Your grandma." Aww. Hinton, who was a teenager at the time, asked for her to send a picture. She is a white woman, not his grandma.
True.
And he sent a photo of himself back saying, "You're not my grandma. Can you still fix me a plate, though?" She responded, "Of course you can. That's what grandmas do, feed everyone."
Okay. All right.
I know. Isn't that a good...
The story every single year gets me. It's just...
It's so good.
It can just be so good.
Because
we can all just care about each other, and we can all just... Yes. It'll be good.
And that's what grandmas do.
You
have to be at a grandma's house. There was a lady next door named June. We called her Grandma June. I didn't know she wasn't my grandma until I was like 12 because everyone called her Grandma June. And she treated you like a grandchild. She loved you to no end. This is what grandmas do.
So he screenshot the text and it got all his attention online. And then he took her up on her offer and drove to Arizona to celebrate Thanksgiving with her and her family, and he has done that every year since. This is an 8-year tradition now, and a classic story. They've grew a social media following as a couple, and they've shared updates about their relationship. He announced last year on Thanksgiving that he and this woman have gone from family to business partners.
Okay.
They've launched a water company called Black MP, and they also hang out other times beyond just Thanksgiving. He's got photos of them at different events and dinners at all times of the year.
Because they're family.
They're family. She's grandma.
She's, oh God.
It's just it's the most wonderful, wonderful story. If you're looking for something to make you feel better, this will do it. We'll include this in the show notes.
This should be a thing. It is a thing.
It is a thing. But this led us to kicking around bad Thanksgiving guests.
Oh, man,
guests.
We're really ruining this one.
Well, not everyone can share a happy story like that. So if you have a story about bad Thanksgiving guests, we'll keep you anonymous. We'll put you in the listener protection program. No one will know who you are.
Yes, we won't name any names.
We won't name any names. If you would like to share your story of a bad Thanksgiving guest, 855-752-4842. This one texted in, and again, I can't say who it is. My aunt invited us all over to her house for Thanksgiving, which was out of state. All the food and drinks were going to be provided by them, so we offered to bring something, just a little anything as a thank you. And my aunt insisted, no, that's not necessary. The dinner was good. Overall, it was just a great Thanksgiving. A month later, we got a request from my aunt saying we now owe her $75 to cover the cost of the meal.
I'm sorry, was that all of a sudden become a wedding? Because that's a pretty expensive meal.
My parents were furious. We had spent a lot of money just to go down there and see her, and even offered to lighten the load by bringing some of our own side dishes. They honestly wouldn't have been mad if it weren't for the fact that she didn't tell anyone that she was going to charge them for dinner when she made the invitation.
I think by law, you can't do that.
You can't charge a guest after the fact.
If you
it's
haven't,
family.
It's family. But like, if you were going to present a bill for payment, you have to be told ahead of time that it's not free.
You going to take your aunt to court?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really going to make the next Thanksgiving fun.
You think I'm ever going back to her house again?
Burn that bridge. Who cares?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Bad Thanksgiving guests, if you would like to share. Ron from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi. I like to think I never had a bad Thanksgiving guest, but I have a sort of a Thanksgiving story. This time of year makes me very nostalgic usually, and then serendipity kicks in, and I have all these things from my past coming to me. And one of them was Radio Park. Did you know that there was another Radio Park in Wisconsin?
No.
No.
It doesn't exist anymore. Do you have any idea where it might have been? I'll tell you.
But I have no idea.
Can you give us a hint, Ron?
Okay. Well, this is how it came to me. I like jazz, and I listen to jazz stations. And when I was a student at UW-Madison in the 60s and 70s, Papa Hambone, who was the radio name of George Vukelich, ran a jazz show that was extremely popular over there, and he became an icon. And he'd always, in this tone, you know, he would, low jazz tone, announce his show, and he'd say, "And we're spinning jazz tonight here at WIBA in Radio Park." And the station no longer exists. It was, for a time, the student radio station. Then it was a commercial station, and then somebody bought it and put it out of business. But there's Radio Park, and an echo and a ghost of Radio Park.
Well, thank you very much for that little piece of history, Ron.
I appreciate that, Ron. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. If you have a story about a bad Thanksgiving guest you would like to share, this one text in from someone listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Again, if you want to call in, we can keep you anonymous and put you in the listener protection program. My aunt always brought several large plastic containers and would start packing up leftovers for herself immediately after everyone had filled their plate the first time. If you thought you might want seconds, you had to take them the first time around because there was nothing left after she would fill up all her containers. If you did try to go back for seconds, she'd make some snide comment about, "Boy, you sure eat a lot." At Thanksgiving, I don't ever recall seeing her sit down with a plate to eat with us. She was always in the kitchen packing up food that she hadn't paid for or prepared. That's a bad Thanksgiving guest.
You sure eat a lot. Hey, you just took 4/5 of the mashed potatoes. We got one on the live stream and said, "My cousin invited the whole family for a Thanksgiving party, us not knowing that she prepped a vegetarian Thanksgiving. So her father, my uncle, was so mad he actually grabbed a knife and started, I'm assuming, chasing her." That's where it ends right there. But yeah.
Wow.
I mean, hey, I know vegetarian isn't everybody's jam, but I've had good vegetarian Thanksgivings. Now, you should let your party know that.
Absolutely.
Or if your cousin is a vegetarian, you might say to yourself, "Is this going to be a vegetarian? Should I bring a turkey?
Should or a tofurkey?"
Tofurkeys aren't bad.
Really?
Yeah, I've had some good ones. It's all about the prep. It's all about the prep with a tofurkey.
Good to know.
Yeah, there you go.
Bad Thanksgiving guests, 855-752-4842. This one coming from Kenosha. "My sister was responsible for bringing the dessert. She showed up 3 hours late. Instead of bringing dessert, she brought an open bag of frozen pierogies."
Huh?
What? Okay. All right. Let's try to figure out, when you were in the frozen foods aisle, you look at a bag of pierogies and think, "What are these?" Like little, like, sweet stuffed pastries, probably, that you're gonna. Is that what it says?
No, Sean has a clarifier about chasing with a knife.
Gotcha.
I think it's important that we complete that text.
I think so.
read the whole thing again.
Here's the whole story as Paul.
The rest of the story.
"My cousin invited the whole family for a Thanksgiving party, us not knowing that she prepped a vegetarian Thanksgiving. So her father, my uncle, was so mad he actually grabbed a knife and started chasing a chicken in her yard because he was craving meat for Thanksgiving. I wasn't mad about the vegetarian meal, but I was laughing so hard at his reaction." Yeah, that's a pretty deep reaction. Like,
that seems extreme.
Nobody craves meat to a point where you're going to go, hog wild in the backyard trying to murder a chicken.
Clearly someone did.
Well, that thing, I think that speaks more to like other problems, but.
Well, I just thought it was important that we clarify that this man was not racing, chasing after another family member with a butcher knife.
And then she presented a bill for $35 to everyone in the family. Oh my goodness.
Bad Thanksgiving guests, 855-752-4842. The one that we just shared about the woman showing up 3 hours late with frozen pierogies. We made the mistake a couple of years ago, and he's no longer with us. But my brother, Charlie, I would tell him to bring an appetizer because it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't a big cook or anything like that. So bring some veggies and some veggie dip, and that would be great.
Yeah.
He always was like 2.5 hours late. So it's like, just bring a centerpiece. Just bring a centerpiece for the table. We can plop it on any time. We ask you to bring the appetizers, which you usually eat before the meal.
Just stay home. I'll bring you a box of leftovers. I'll have to wrestle it away from Aunt May, who's really upset we're taking any. But, I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't know if there was ever a, I mean, we've never had a crazy Thanksgiving. Just there were years where maybe we were overserved, and by overserved we overserved ourselves.
Sure, yeah. And then that's where sets the great groundwork for a few arguments when you've been overserved.
I don't know. My family gets real honest in like an emotional way when they get drunk. Oh, it's really weird.
I have three other sisters, and that's when it gets into
messy.
That doll. You took my doll when we were 7, and it's like, oh, girls.
You mean this doll?
It's like another text coming in. My mother-in-law is trashy almost every Thanksgiving. My wife and I hosts, about 15 people come. Everyone brings a side dish. Not her, though. She only brings food for herself.
What?
And then announces that whatever she brings is just for her. It's not because she has a special diet. She eats all the other stuff, too. This is the kicker. Also, she treats our guest bathrooms like a hotel. When she leaves, she takes toilet paper rolls, the tissue paper box, paper towels, and soap.
Excuse me. These yams are mine. No one should touch these yams but me.
Do you need that toilet paper holder? I really like it. I'm just going to take that.
What happened to, what happened to our bidet?
Wow. If you would like to share.
Please.
Bad Thanksgiving guest, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, someone listening on WAUK, one of my cousin's little kids found the toothpicks and proceeded to stab everyone all night long. The parents, for some reason, did not stop their child.
That's always what happens.
Demon children.
Oh, my gosh.
Demon children who don't behave.
What's wrong? They're fine. They're just having fun.
They're just a little rambunctious.
Another martini, please.
Just a little rambunctious. All right. We're going to return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Oh, boy.
Trashy Thanksgiving edition.
This one's trashy.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about 574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Right way cleaning with your
delight. Do you need your business or office cleaned? Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, or pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cutting, raking leaves? Yep, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning, 459-1475 anytime.
Right Way's best, we do impress.
Join David Farnborough on Realty Radio on WFHR for the latest insights on housing market shifts and strategies to overcome today's challenges. As a dedicated realtor serving central Wisconsin, David blends traditional service with modern technology to enhance your experience. Discover the essence of fair housing from someone genuinely committed to helping you reach your real estate goals. Tune in, empower yourself with expert real estate knowledge. Tune in to WFHR every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 for Realty Radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to Local Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to Mapnair on Air. Jane Mapnair, Greg Buck, Jess P.S., on the board, in for Calvin, taking a well-deserved week off. We're coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. By the way, you can also find both Greg and I and Jess. Are you on Blue Sky?
I am. Oh,
did you just join?
I joined a week or so ago.
What's your handle, if you don't mind?
Jess P.S. Yeah. All lowercase.
Jess P.S.
That's amazing. That's a great.
And Greg is at I am Greg Bach.
All the social medias are I am Greg Bach, because okay. I'm just that unoriginal.
That's all right. And it's just my name. So if you want to follow us on Blue Sky,
mm-hmm.
I do
hey. Yeah.
Very exciting things. Like, I wrote a haiku yesterday about my sinus infection.
Oh, that's lovely. I haven't posted anything and I followed like three people. So I'm very exciting.
So it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
All right. It is almost 11:53, Jess. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says. At civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I found this on BuzzFeed. It's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Trashy Thanksgiving Edition.
Okay.
All right. My uncle and grandfather don't get along, but they tolerate each other because it was Thanksgiving. My uncle was cooking the lasagna. My grandfather decided to help, so his contribution was grating the cheese. Flash forward to dinner time. The food's coming out. As tradition dictates in our house, we always start with lasagna. When my grandfather pipes in and says, quote, "I know you hate me, but at least I'm great," G-R-A-T-E, unquote. And that's when the crap hit the fan. My uncle went into a rage, yelling at everyone, proceeded to flip the table that all the food was set on. My grandfather then called him outside to settle the score, which resulted in two grown men fist fighting in the backyard on Thanksgiving. culminating with my grandfather getting thrown in the pond and cutting his leg on a jagged rock.
Oh, no.
The rest of us ordered Chinese food and kicked out my uncle.
Uh-huh. I mean, hey, some people just don't have a tolerance for dad jokes. I'm just going to put it out there. He may have brought this on himself.
That wasn't, I know you hate me, but at least I'm great.
That's a dad joke. That's not
worth overturning a table full of food.
Hey, man, I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives. I respect your journeys. I respect your journeys.
So do you condone this kind of behavior?
I never said any such thing. No, and that's the thing is, I'm not wanting one either. I don't want something like this.
You don't want to fight?
Well, no, I'm a baby. But like, just, I have no fun Thanksgiving stories that just end in either a hospital trip or I'm never speaking to you again. That kind of thing. It's just always like, you know, it's real Midwestern. We push all of our emotions down and we just stuff them down and we you know, talk about it in the car ride home.
Andrew from Maine says, all your stories about Thanksgiving have me missing potluck dinner with my family. 40 to 50 people, each one brings something. Holy man. That's a lot of people.
Also, Sean on the live stream says, aloha, Jane, Greg, and Jess from Molokai, Hawaii.
Oh, no. Molokai.
I'm sorry. Well,
we don't know that.
I can say Oconomowoc.
And Chris from Janesville just texted in, listening in Madison, mashed potatoes with raisins.
Ew.
That's bad.
That's horrific.
Can we deport people for bad taste?
Chris, that should definitely not be a thing.
Uh-huh. Wait, mashed potatoes with
raisins.
Oh, God.
Why? Who hurt you? Like, what are you trying to, like, are you like a rebel? Like, I take my mashed potatoes sweet. No.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. You can also text it in. You can also call as well. That wraps up today's edition of Jessica.
This shouldn't be a thing.
On the way tomorrow, it is our Thanksgiving Eve show. We have a special show ready for you on Thursday.
Yes.
Because we're going to be off for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then Greg and I are both off on Friday and Monday. The wonderful
Matt Rothschild
is going to be filling in for us on Friday and Monday.
With guest co-host Angela Lang.
Yes.
At least one of those 2 days.
She's fantastic.
Those two together are wonderful.
Yes. Maggie Dawn is going to join us here tomorrow at 10:33 in the second hour. Brittany Merlot with a little weather and wine. The Milwaukee Record going to let us know what's coming up. There's casserole competitions.
I smell casseroles.
And then, of course, Tisbat to wrap it all up. Thank you, Greg and Jess and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Grown Radio, WFHR. T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was...
At least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in, James.
No, that was fun. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.